first place I saw it was in the pulpit of Trinity Lutheran Church in Hersher, Illinois. There on a nice little piece of brass were inscribed the words, "Sir, we would see Jesus." I've seen it in some other pulpits, some on a 3x5 card written in a Bic pen, others a sentence typed on a mailing label, but the words are there before the pastor as he stands in the pulpit. "Sir, we would see Jesus." These words are so simple, yet they're so profound. They get at the very heart of who we are as a church and why we are here on this campus. An interesting request from these Greeks who believed in Yahweh. Faithful converts to Judaism, they had come to worship at the feast of the Passover, and somehow they had heard about Jesus, perhaps of his entrance into town a few days before. Perhaps they'd heard of his message of salvation through suffering and living by dying. So they were intrigued and went to Philip and said, "We'd like to see Jesus." Not much better than the pagans in the eyes of the Jews, these Greeks wanted to be there with him. Nothing more, nothing less. They wanted to see the one who called himself the Son of God. They wanted to see that one man who says that he could heal their hurts, who could sympathize with their sorrows, who could even bring back the dead to life. So Jesus then responds to Philip in terms of life and death. He says to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life." With those words, Jesus wants to show the Greeks who and what they were really coming to see. He wasn't a political leader. He wasn't just an inspirational speaker. He was not going to make their lives easier or more interesting. No, in these words, Jesus said that he had come to earth to die. And in his death, he would bear fruit. He would be glorified. Some like to think that Jesus' glory is in the resurrection, but on the cross, there, his limp, dead body, there in that dead body, the salvation of the world was accomplished. There could be no empty tomb without that innocent body dead on that cross. And so Jesus points out to them that in order for a seed to grow and spread, it first must die and be put in the ground. "Sir, we would see Jesus." The world still today looks to Jesus, but what Jesus do they want? The surfer Jesus, who is a cool guy to know, the preppy Jesus, the black, the white, the brown Jesus, the prosperous, name it, claim it, "I want to make you rich," Jesus. Many try to make a Jesus in their own image. They each want to have a Christ who fits their skewed worldview. But there is but one Jesus. And it is his cross that separates the Christ of Christianity from every other prophet, teacher, or spiritual leader. The Christian ought not to be ashamed of the cross of Christ. Instead of saying, "Where's the beef?" we might say, "Where's the corpus?" I don't know how many of Lutheran churches you've been to today that don't even have a small crucifix, let alone what I was blessed to have in Zion in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, where I had a full-sized crucifix hanging on the front of our church in the chancel, where every Sunday, in full-sized reality, hung that lifeless corpse made of wood, showing us each Lord's Day a vivid view of Christ's atoning death for us. There my people saw Jesus, not just in the preached word, but the visual word. It made preaching much easier. Today, people still say, we would see Jesus. To you, I would say, give them Jesus as he was ready to show the Greeks on the way to be crucified for them, then to rise for them. Give them Jesus in his absolution. Feed them Jesus, his true body and blood given and shed for them on the cross. We have the real Jesus, not a glamorized one, but the Jesus who shed real blood and real agony for us, who died that we might show him to the world that does not know him. Today's text concluded with the words, now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. Jesus says that when he is lifted up, that is when he is on the cross, that is the event that will make all of the difference in the world. There he would break the power, the hold of Satan. It is the cross, the sacrifice, the suffering, the death that he would undergo that brings life to men and women of all times and all places. Show this Jesus to the world. This is the Jesus who came into our flesh. This is the Jesus who lived a life not unlike yours or mine. This is the Jesus who suffered and carried the weight of the sin of the whole world on his shoulders. This is the Jesus to whom we cry, O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. We would see Jesus, and we do see Jesus, who was lifted up on the cross so that all who see him in faith might believe and have eternal life. In the name of Jesus, who lived, died, and rose again, amen.